Today on Small Changes, Big Shifts, I invited one of my new friends, Dr. Kim D'Amaro, back to share with you. Kim is fiercely committed to guiding professional women with pain, anxiety, or autoimmune illness to become pain-free, anxiety-free, get off medication, balance their hormones, and live a vibrant, healthy life so they easily have the success, impact, and income they deeply desire and deserve. Dr. Kim has been coaching Shelly in my office, and we've been learning wonderful tips from her. You're in for a great show today. Dr. Kim, welcome back to Small Changes, Big Shifts.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, I tell you what, we sure have implemented some of the great tools you gave us last time that we were visiting on my show. So I thought, how fun to bring you back here. So on Small Changes, Big Shifts, the whole thought is to really teach people to make these changes, like one change a month over the next 12 months. And they'll change your life forever. And we want to focus on celebrating what they're already doing, because so many times there's so many things you could be doing that you get a little bit frustrated or overwhelmed. So where the key focus, celebrate, guide, and then connect them. But as we jump into that, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your story?
Well, I'm board certified in emergency medicine, so I've been practicing as a physician for years. But my background is in mind-body medicine, where I've studied a lot about how the body heals itself and what allows the body to open to healing instead of, you know, in medicine where we're kind of just manipulating the chemistry and trying to move things around, but, you know, connecting with the body's wisdom so that we can open the body to far, far greater power. And I've developed my practice in mind-body medicine now and kind of moved away from the ER practice to assist people with reversing disease instead of just learning new ways to manage it. So, you know, my story really goes back to when I had a chronic illness. I was, you know, having low energy. I was just incredibly tired every day. Chills, pain, joint pain, migraines. And, you know, I went to a whole bunch of different doctors because this was for like over a year. At first it was on and off, and then it was pretty much constant. Started gaining weight. I couldn't run anymore. And, you know, I was just pretty devastated because no one could help me. No one had an answer. My lab tests were off, but it was really not clear what was going on. And after going to, you know, all these different doctors, and I was finally told I had an autoimmune disorder and I'd have to take all these different medications and I had all these different allergies and, you know, here's what you've got. It was like, wait a minute. No one's looking at the root of why is my immune system so flared up and why am I all of a sudden reacting to all these allergens that I didn't used to have any reactivity to. It wasn't like, oh, this is just how your system is. But yet that's what they were sort of telling me. So it really changed everything for me because that's when I started to approach my body in a whole different way, where it wasn't about fighting the symptoms and what's wrong with me and I have to stop this. And it started to be more about, okay, body, what do you have for me? What do you need? How can I support you? And instead of making you wrong, make this right. What is my body moving through that if I would allow it and support it, I could move through this easily and not hold this imbalance? And it was a really radical shift for me. It sounds like a subtle change, but it changed everything because I stopped fighting my symptoms. And in just a few days, everything completely reversed. And within just a little over a week, I had no more symptoms, no more pain. My energy came back. I didn't have food allergies. I didn't have environmental allergies. Like everything completely transformed. And it really shifted like my whole approach to medicine and my whole clinical practice. So that's sort of what it's been like for me. And now my connection with my body is a totally different kind of mind-body connection, relationship, conversation than what most people have who are experiencing that kind of distress and disease. And so it's really radically changed what I've been doing with my patients and my clients.
I want to go into a couple little topics you brought up there. One is mind-body medicine. Can you explain that a little bit more to our listeners?
Our mind has a powerful and immediate effect on everything going on in our body. So if I have the, oh my gosh, I have back pain. Why do I have back pain? And it triggers me into, you know, fear or, you know, I've got to do something about this. It sets off a whole cascade of hormones, neurochemicals, immune system. It's a big inflammatory reaction that happens in the body when I go into fear or I'm trying to control my body or, you know, that fight or flight mode kicks in. So every thought we have ignites chemical responses in the body that affect ourselves physically. And so we think that it's all separate and that, you know, our thoughts don't really matter, that they're not real, but they're very, very real. They're physical, they're chemical, and they affect our physical health.
Well, recently on the show, we had Dr. Patrick Porter from BrainTap Technologies share about the technology he's created over time. I'm not sure if you've seen that yet, have you?
Oh, that's cool. No, I'll have to look into that.
Great. We'll get you all connected. The other thing you said was the body's wisdom. And I think that one of the things I like to teach about is I call it tune into your well-being and that your body's always talking to you. Are you listening? And so I'm curious, what are you listening for when you're listening to your body's wisdom?
Your body sort of speaks to you in so many different ways. And most people, since we're not really present in our body, you know, we're thinking about what we have to do next or what we hope doesn't happen, or maybe part of us is stuck in the past with something that happened in the past and memories playing over and over. And so we're not really present to our body to have the awareness of what's happening in here right now. So we don't experience those subtle whispers, and then the body's going to speak up louder and it's like a scream. So it might be pain or unrelenting fatigue or, you know, anxiety, something that gets your attention in a bigger way. And even then still we are trained to shut it off. I don't want to feel anything in my body. I don't want to feel pain. So we learn to sort of tune ourselves out, and my entire practice is around tuning you back in. It's really simple to do, but the first thing people will say is, I don't feel anything, because they've been so disconnected. And what I've seen is that disconnection, not having the awareness of how my body feels, what my body needs, what foods will nurture me most, do I need rest, do I need activity, not having that connection is the core root of every disease that I've ever seen. And when I've gotten people connected with that, amazing things begin to happen. And virtually every, you know, whether it's a thyroid disorder, adrenal fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic migraine, headaches, depression, anxiety, chronic fatigue, I have seen all of these reverse through this process of connection.
Maybe even backtracking a little bit. So what does well-being mean to you, having years in this field?
It really has to do with that inner connection with your own wisdom. And you ask, what is the body's wisdom? So we'll talk about that. But the mental, physical, and emotional bodies being in harmony. So we could experience well-being. It's really an alignment rather than a physical state, meaning you could, you know, have cancer and actually experience your well-being, where you have this awareness, everything is actually okay. I feel fluidity. I feel a sense of allowing. I feel a sense of freedom. I'm experiencing joy. Our mental and emotional experience of well-being is far, far more important than the physical, because they create what's happening physically. Our mental state and our emotional, which is our chemicals, have an immediate impact on our physical health. So even if we have a physical ailment, or, you know, there's some pain, or there's cancer, or there's, you know, I just lost my leg, you know, something physical that seems unwanted, if we can get into alignment with well-being mentally and emotionally, it will immediately ignite physical healing.
I love that. Immediately ignite. Well, let's keep on moving here. So like I mentioned, a lot of our listeners get frustrated. We're overwhelmed with all this stuff, especially with all the media coming at us about what we can do to be well. Is it this essential oil, or is it this vitamin, or this exercise, or this DVD tape, or BrainTap Technologies, whatever it is. What can they do right now to celebrate where they're at?
I am so glad we're talking about this, Michelle, because what I've seen is we are in the universe of more tools, more modalities, learn more, understand more. I've got to grow more and improve more. And what you find is you're in the same place with just more stuff or more tools. And it isn't actually a contribution. So I want to sort of move in the opposite direction and invite our listeners here into a much deeper possibility. So yes, there's, you know, I use a lot of EFT tapping, heart math. I use a lot of different modalities. But the only single solitary important thing that happens, no matter what modalities you use, is that you get connected in your heart. Now, what the heck does that mean? We talked a minute ago about what's your body's wisdom. You are connected to source energy, the source energy that creates the body, the source energy that repairs the body, the source energy that knows to pump your heart and keep you breathing and keep all of these things harmonized. And you do have sort of an internal GPS to guide you into alignment with that. So meaning, just take a big deep breath, receive a breath, allow yourself to relax and release everything. Release what your mind thinks you need to learn from me, or if you're writing things down because you just got to get that next thing. If I just learn this next thing, that's going to make the difference. Release all of that. Because it isn't actually real. It isn't actually true. You don't need the next cool modality or to learn something. And instead, close your eyes and enter into the space of your heart. So just feel your body. Just bring your awareness into your body. Bring your presence into your body. Feel your breath moving through your body. That's the easiest way to really connect with the heart.
Such great wisdom. You know, as physicians, I think our role, we've got this word from one of our other physicians that I interviewed a few years back, Dr. Bridget McCandless. And she said, really, our job is to give guidance. And I think that was wonderful guidance. And I'm thinking about a story. Shelley Murray, our holistic coach, works directly with you, and you're one of her coaches. So thank you for giving her guidance.
Yes.
And she talks about how she's been teaching her grandson, plus our clients, how to put their hand on their heart and look in the mirror and say, I love you.
It's a beautiful thing. It is, it's so simple. And if you actually go and do it, it's incredibly hard if you haven't opened to self-love. And, you know, your body's wisdom, it's like this inner, like I said, an inner compass, an inner GPS to guide you into your natural alignment. Your body knows what is your natural state, joy, freedom, self-expression, allowing, self-acceptance. And so every time we choose the opposite of that, we will feel tension and contraction. It might be just a little bit of like apprehension. But like I said, if you're not connecting in your body, you keep going down that road. It gets more and more intense. And now you've like blocked yourself off to healing. Now there's immune dysfunction. Now there's tension through your whole body and you have quote unquote fibromyalgia, right? Your body's just in a huge contraction. Your body is a giant receptor registering everything around you. And it does invite you into more expansive possibilities. So if you're present to your body, you feel your pain, just bring your awareness there and breathe through it. Your body knows how to release that tension and expand into vibrant health. And then it guides my choices. Like I have the awareness, okay, if I keep doing this toxic job, it's not going to be such a good thing for me. So I'm going to open myself to new possibilities. Now the mind's going to say, oh, you can't do that. You'll not make any money. You can't do that. You'll never find a job. You can't do that. Everyone will think you're a loser and you'll be rejected. So if we stay in the mind, there's always going to be more work and more stuff to figure out. And then you go, oh, maybe I should just take Prozac, or maybe I should just do more EFT, or maybe I should do this heart math thing. Like, it's just always going to seek more modalities. So the first and foremost thing before you use any modalities is to get present in your heart, feel your body, and allow that opening into your natural state of alignment. So basically just taking 3 deep breaths and saying, body, I love you. I'm ready to let you receive whatever it is you need and to release my ideas of what I think needs to happen or my own agenda of what I think we need. And so something as simple as that, put your hand on your heart, look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, will open you to receiving this wisdom of your body.
Well, that's the way I like to end the show, is with a small change challenge. So we're going to come back to that in just a minute. But before we get to that, to leave our listeners with that challenge, Dr. Kim, how can our listeners find out more about you?
Well, I'm at drkimd.com. And when people subscribe, there's a little quiz that I've brought you through where you kind of get a little more of a sense of what is the root that's holding you back. What's the main root cause? Is it your mindset? Is it unfinished emotions of the past that are still subconsciously pulling you down? Is it fear and anxiety about the future, and you're sort of, your energy's not in your body for that reason? And then I give you a little prescriptive video of how to begin to unwind that right now. So it's at drkimd.com, which is for drkimdaramo.com. And then there's also, I email people out a series of these tools to get you connected in your heart, to bring you out of that fight or flight of the mind. Because like I said, your mind's just going to keep creating more complexity, more stuff for you to do, more hard work, more things to figure out. And there's a great tool in there called the Instant Elevation Technique, where I bring you through a really simple and really quick way of integrating this throughout the day, every day, while you're doing whatever you're doing. You don't have to take an hour to meditate. And it presences you, so you begin to do life from this centered space of your wisdom. So if you go to drkimd.com, it will subscribe you to that, so you can begin to receive those that guidance.
Well, I just want to remind our listeners, we've had you on the show before. That'll be in the show notes. They can listen to our last interview. Shelley Murray, who I've worked with for a decade at Your Wellness Connection, has been studying with Dr. Kim, and it just loves the tools she's learning. Because sometimes when you're so focused on nutrition, you forget the other side of it. And Dr. Kim, that's why I love your work, is that it's really about the whole person and that mind-body medicine. So thank you so much for agreeing to come back on and share with my listeners. And so now, as we wrap up, give them that small change challenge. I'm going to encourage our listeners to do this every single day the next week and see how it shifts your life.
Okay, so I want you to just put your hand on your heart and take a slow, deep breath. If you want to close your eyes, you can close your eyes. If you're driving your car, do it with your eyes open, but do this exercise. And then I want you to feel the space of your heart. There's a different quality to this area. And you can bring to mind someone or something that you love, a child, something that's very easy that immediately opens you to love. It may be if you went on a retreat and the space you were in felt you could connect with love. Whatever it is for you, feel, you know, just with your hand on your heart, feel your breath moving through this space, and bring to your awareness someone or something that you love, and just resonate in that essence. This is your essence. That person is actually assisting you in connecting with your essence, or that place you were at, or that memory you had. It wasn't about that person. It's about something within you that they helped you access. And you now want to invite yourself to access that in every moment. So practice throughout the day. Set your alarm for 3 times a day to place your hand on your heart. Feel this space, this presence within you, and just a gentle whisper, and tell that space, I love you. Thank you. I love you. I'm here with you. I love you. Speaking to that space in your heart, receiving that space in your heart, and just breathing. And this will begin to guide you into opening into more and more.
Dr. Kim, wonderful wisdom. Thanks again for sharing on Small Changes, Big Shifts. And now, listeners, go out and do that. Share the show and respond to us and let us know how your life shifted by practicing self-care and self-love this week. All right. Blessings to all of you.